This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you were to ignore for just the briefest of moments the prospect of a land war in Europe, which, yes, I know. But anyway, you set that aside, and this has not been the worst of weeks for the American economy. We got the latest numbers on first-time claims for unemployment benefits this morning. A proxy for layoffs, right, is a good way to think about that. And yes, they were up a bit last week, but the four-week moving average fell back down toward December's pre-Omicron levels. Retail sales, we got yesterday, told you about that, way up despite Omicron. Industrial production, that's up too, almost 1.5%. So again, is it possible this virus is not in charge of this economy anymore? Fingers crossed, right? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
Make no mistake, the Omicron wave has been severe, says Andrew Hunter at Capital Economics.
In terms of huge numbers getting infected with the virus, many people sadly dying as well, but purely in terms of the economic impact, I mean, the impact there has actually been remarkably limited.
That's despite a record 3 million workers out sick at the peak of Omicron last month.
The economy is sort of learning to live with the virus. Businesses have adapted to cope with having more flexibility and being able to deal with these temporary staff absences that are a sort of ongoing feature of the pandemic.
Similar story with consumers. Kayla Brune at Morning Consult has been tracking how willing we are to return to activities we used to do.
With dining and with travel, other categories that tend to be affected by increased perceived health risks associated with the pandemic. There was a little dip for all of them, but for the most part, it's already come back to where it was.
So what about workers? A new report from the Pew Research Center finds that most people who are still working from home are doing so by choice, says researcher Juliana Horowitz.
And the shares who say concerns about being exposed to COVID have dropped.
Except that's not true for people who can't work from home and have face-to-face contact with the public.
Those with lower incomes, and we also see some racial differences with Black workers being particularly likely to say they're very concerned about being exposed to COVID at work.
And finally, in some ways, we seem to be shrugging off the pandemic altogether, says Ted Rossman at Bankrate.
Which is maybe not so much of a good thing. Like credit card balances are rapidly going right back to where they were. The personal saving rate has returned to normal, well down from its pandemic highs.
Maybe our consumer mantra is reverting to norm. Delta, Omicron, another variant yet to be named. What me worry? I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.